views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, number 64 since being in the YNTS studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, currently airing on 5 internet radio stations and AM. It's your radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBOQ AM 1230 in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and parts of New York. It might not be in your area, so you want to catch them on their mobile app or on their website or any of our other affiliates to listen. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. YoAndrewNTS.com is my email or website. Don't be left behind. Listen to me. Yo Andrew. Phone screener, Howard Forrest. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my assistant producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And my father, spectator Teddy Giordano. He's with me. Yep. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. And I know there's been so much going on. You have Sherman, the wide receiver on the Seahawks, opening up his mouth. I don't know why that's such a large story. I saw one article by the Huffington Post that what Sherman said really shows what America is. You got very racial comments on social networking, calling him a thug because of what he said, how he said it, his color. I look at it as this. Crabtree, the wide receiver, he was supposedly bad-mouthing him. He then talked back, and Crabtree did speak back at him, Sherman, right after it ended. He spoke right back at him. And he said he called him fake. That was right after the whole incident after the game between the Seahawks and the 49ers. I don't know why that's such a big deal. I look at it this way. It's sports. You're going to get mad. I admit it, and I always will. I'm a Jet fan, and we've had Dale Revis. He had a big mouth. Remember when he thought he was one of the best corners in the whole league? Biggest mouth than anybody. Believe me, we had Keyshawn Johnson back in the 90s. Biggest mouth. We ignored it. We let it go. I don't think we can look at this situation and really say this is America. Because one football player said a few words. We can go a lot more into that conversation. I won't, though. Super Bowl's not until next week. I don't have to talk about that. This past Friday, what else did we see in the news? President Obama coming out once again saying, I didn't know about it. I didn't know that text messages were being collected by the NSA. I had no clue. I didn't know about it until now. Apparently, he won't know about the Super Bowl contenders until it actually happens. Well, you know what? I did not know about the Broncos or the Seahawks. I did not have a clue. I guess something has to happen at the Super Bowl for President Obama to be informed. It's a new thing. It's a new trend. But I don't want to go into that. President Obama, he finally said something about marijuana. He said he tried it. And that brings a flashback. Bill Clinton said he did also back in the 90s. President Obama said that alcohol is worse than marijuana is, even though he's got to now apologize to the many he has raided, him and his goons raided. He's raided more dispensaries of marijuana then President W. Bush. If you don't believe me, we can have a conversation on it. I've had interviews in college. I've watched Morgan Spurlock, Inside Man. We've had the producer on. He had a whole episode on. It was one of my favorites. But I'm not going to talk about that. Snow. Snow's back. Every Tuesday, it's been something weird. There's been some type of weather phenomenon coming at me. 2 weeks ago, it was the vortex. Last week, it was torrential rain. And today is the unexpected snowstorm that knocked on our doorsteps. I'm not going to talk about that. No, I don't want to. I want to speak about Congress. The reason why I want to speak about Congress today is they're very important. You like laws, you hate laws. You have a very strong opinion about an issue, and what's the first people you go to create some type of reform, regulation, approval? If you're really into money, man, you talk about cutting spending, raising taxes, bringing revenue, creating legislation for more jobs, to stimulate the economy, the federal government, where money should go. Go to Congress. Congress is very important. But one thing you've been really seeing lately is this name. It's called the Do Nothing Congress. Because Congress hasn't stepped up and does what many Americans seem to. Although they haven't really done anything. And the recent poll, even though you know me, I'm not really a fan of polls, but I got to bring one out. Apparently, the many polls that has been taken since the beginning of December to now, 80% disapprove Congress, 13% does not. And that's all the different polls rounded up. CBS News, New York Times, Associated Press, GIK, ABC News, Washington Post, Fox News, Gallup. All the members together, they have 80% disapproval rating. Now, when I look at the 80% disapproval rating, do I say I have to do nothing, Congress? No. I don't say that. The reason why I don't say that is when you see do nothing, Congress, what are they actually not doing? John Boehner, Speaker of the House, said on Fox News about a year ago, we've passed less laws than any other administration because that's what the American people want. And that's what many conservatives want, right? Less laws, less government influence, less laws. The Democrats, the liberals, what do they want to do? They want to spend, 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 create as many laws as possible without actually backtracking if there's a law already existed on the issue they're trying to reform. Gun control is a great example. That's what we always see. Oh, we have 20 new gun laws, even though we probably have another 20 that was passed by a president that we somewhat forgot. So they're doing something. Maybe something I don't agree with or you don't agree with. Now see what we just did there? When we say do nothing Congress, it doesn't mean they're not doing anything. Is they're not doing what some of you agree with. You disapprove. Well, I believe that we should have more gun control since Sandy Hook about a year ago. Congress has not done anything. It's halted. We saw it during the presidential election, and we've seen it many times in the House and Senate. Well, they're not doing anything for me then. Well, they actually did something. It just didn't really go through. I don't like it. Do nothing, Congress. I hate it. Everyone, 80% of Americans, according to all these different polls, disapprove of Congress. But what's the first thing they do? You're like this one. They vote him back in. What's the first thing they do? They vote for someone else who's just as bad. They still believe the same congressman who supposedly does nothing. Is that great? I'm better going into a phone book and closing my eyes, taking my magical pointer finger, and pointing it. All right, Joey the electrician, he's going for, he'll be congressman of the 12th district of Queens and Brooklyn in New York City. Probably be better. Of course he'll be better. He's not being endorsed by large corporations, no influence around him. Probably doesn't know a darn thing of corruption in politics. Because you're not supposed to know that. That's the whole game of politics. I'm supposed to know that. And guess what? Well, he's an electrician. He probably has a local business. So, yeah, I know how you feel. I love when congressmen come up and say, oh, we know how you feel. What do you mean you know how I feel? I just drove through pretty messy snow today. You probably have a barricade of 8 limos coming right down. Stop the world. I don't got that. I got my nice Ford Fusion that warned me every 20 seconds that I'm slipping. And that gives me a reason to go much slower. Do nothing, Congress. Let's go back to that. Do nothing, Congress. I love it. I don't understand this whole do nothing, Congress. We forget that we are the bosses. We, the American people, who 80% of us believe Congress is not doing what we want. Let's look at it this way. You have a business. You're the manager. And let's take that and compare with the American people. And you've got 10 workers, and that's your Congress, 5 House, 5 Senate. And you see 2 of them are not doing the job. 2 of them are sitting there. They're not selling. They're not taking their job seriously. They're not giving a good name to your company. And that's what Congress is doing to the United States of America. They're not giving us a good name. They're not doing anything where we are telling them, can you please look into this, discuss it, and do they do it now? And what happens if someone doesn't do something? You fire them. You get rid of them. You give them a warning. The American people doesn't give no warnings. We scream and yell about do-nothing Congress. We go to these pointless polls that's just feeding to the mainstream media, feeding to these main outlets, feeding to my show to actually talk about something for 3 minutes. Well, got to kill time before the McDonald's comes up, before the commercial break. Here we go. We can just vote them right out. Kick them out. But it's hard for us, and I know how it is. I've tried to be informed. I've tried to go to different and to see the different congressmen, but it's hard. Because the parties and the news, and just there's so many congressmen, there's so many of them. How am I even supposed to know which one is the best, which one's the worst? That's a great question. I can't give you that. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's hard. How am I supposed to know which one? But you have the right. Remember that. You have the right to boot them right out. Goodbye. See you later. Hasta la vista. Don't let the door kick you on the way out. That's an old saying. If teachers can kick me out of a class because I'm disturbing, why can't I go up and say, guess what, President Obama? If you feel you don't like Congress, how about you give us some information how to boot these guys out instead of saying, well, I'm going to do an executive order. If Congress doesn't work with me, I'm going to work by myself. No, that's not how it works. George Washington didn't say that. No. You tell me, these are the congressmen I don't agree with. Because technically President Obama is the one looking over these guys, and women, and you tell me which ones are the bad ones, because apparently I'm not being informed correctly. I'm not sure who's the bad one, who's the good one. I have no clue. One advice I want to give to Congress really quick. If you want to look good, if you want to show us that you should not be fired, that you should not have term limits, pay cuts, laws that you dislike on your shoulders, we need civility. And there was this great piece by the Washington Times, and I want to get into it really quickly with you before I go to break. And it was an article called Awaiting a Season for Civility. It was a piece written to tell a family, what should he get someone for Christmas, Hanukkah? And they said civility. And it started like this. Do you think it's too late for a Christmas gift idea? Not for the one I have in mind. It's something you can give right now to anyone you like. It's something that's sorely needed in policy circles and political debates, namely civility. The schoolyard mentality and the name-calling that inevitably follows are not the exclusive domain of those who attach intimidating comments to online articles. We hear from highly educated people who write syndicated columns, publish books, and shout on radio and television talk shows. What is civility? It's instead of hearing something and automatically jumping the gun, we need to sit down, see the pros and the cons come together, and actually create a conversation. And we say, and like what I just read, this is what solely political debates need. And we need here too. 855-712-YNTS. My first guest of the night, Josh Nass, host of the Josh Nass Show, will be on my phone line speaking about unemployment, Governor Christie, and many more. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Hey everyone, Yo Andrew here. Love to wish you all a happy new year and tell you 2014 is finally here. We all know with the new year comes great resolution. Some of you probably following the status quo, losing the weight. What I'm going to tell you is no status quo, but the latest trend. It's called Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home Program. A walk-in program chosen by you and done right in your living room. It's that simple. Go on www.walkathome.com, select the many workouts she has to offer in 20 to 30 minutes for 3 to 4 times a week only. You'll see the weight being lost right in front of you. Millions of women and men have tried her program, calling it inspirational. Losing 60 to 100 pounds in less than 12 months. Don't be left behind. Call for more info at toll-free 888-890-8805, 888-890-8805, or go to www.walkathome.com. Get in shape, look great, and think positive this 2014 with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
The American Legion. We're a powerful force for the nation. We're the largest veteran service organization in the nation with nearly 2.5 million members. And when you add to that the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, we have a family of 4 million members working hard every day for our veterans, our youth, and our communities. Go to Legion.org to find out more about the American Legion's commitment of service to America.
The American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing. And we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
And welcome back to the program. We've made it. We made it to the second segment of the hour here. Oh, all right. We're playing some Doctor's Orders. So right now we're trying to get in touch with our guest. And it's, all right. It looks like we're having a bit of trouble. But we're going to get our guest on. Josh Nass, he is the host of The Josh Nass Show, syndicated college radio show. He has been featured on Huffington Post, Fox News. We'll be on this program. Our phone number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS is the phone number. You'll be able to come on in and maybe want to chat with me about what we've been talking about, Congress. Hey, you might be that guy. You might be that person. Yep, Andrew, you're right. I believe they do nothing. Well, tell me why. You can email me. You can tweet me. I'm here. I'm waiting. Your response might be better than mine. So let's see. Was waiting for our guest to come on the phone line. When I left, I was speaking about civility, and it was really awesome. I don't understand the problem. Very simple. I loved speaking about civility, and that's one thing we need in Congress. And it's funny how such a simple word is not spoken about enough. That's the funny part about it. Not spoken about enough at all. Yet we come together and we see that, it's something that we need more. A lot more in politics. Again, this country can go down a very nasty road if we don't see the progress we need. It's that simple. 855-712-YNTS is my phone number. Call me. Speak with my phone screener. And he'll be glad to give you the update. It's very simple. You can also tweet me at AndrewTweetGio. I am on Twitter. Yes, I do love the Twitter bird. It's actually one of my favorite social networks because you can do so much with it. You can read articles. I can connect with you guys. I really love the Twitter. I love the tweet. The tweet-lee-leet. I love it. Tweet-lee-lee-lee-leet. I love it. Tweet. I'm tweeting. We all love Twitter. I mean, I can sing all about Twitter if I wanted to. What do we got here? Tweet. I'm tweeting. I'm going to start singing. Now I can't sing. All right, here we go. All right, in a few moments, hopefully, watch, he's going to pick up right up right now. Hopefully, we can bring him to the screening room. He might just jump on the air just now. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hey, Joshua?
What?
Hey, Joshua?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Andrew Giordano, host of the O'Andrew News Talk Show. I know this is something we don't do often.
when do you want to do this interview? Because I'm online and it's deli for me. When is this interview?
We did schedule it for tonight, but we could definitely reschedule it for another time.
Well, what time is it supposed to be? It's 8:27 now. What time is it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be right now.
you want to do it? How long is the interview supposed to be for?
About 10-15 minutes, but we can reschedule.
Hold on. Wait, 10-15 minutes, what's the subject?
Well, I did email you this morning. We're speaking about...
I've just been behind on my emails. I'm sorry.
Oh, what's
up? Okay, so let's do it right now. We'll do it right now. Go ahead.
Well, this is one of the weirdest interviews I've ever gotten in my life.
No, it's not weird at all. It'll be fun, I promise. Which station is this?
Oh, so we are on AM WBOQ 1230 in Rhode Island. We're also on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, you're on in Rhode Island.
We are pretty much syndicated throughout the globe. We're on five internet radio stations and one AM affiliate.
Okay, very cool. So is this live?
You are actually live right now.
We're live right now?
My phone screener was supposed to call you, but he was having some trouble, so I connected with you.
Okay, so we're live right now on the air?
Yeah, we are.
Okay,
Andrew, go ahead.
It's a pleasure to be on your program. What's your question?
So right now we're speaking with Joshua Nass, host of the Joshua Nass Show. We really don't start off conversations like this. Joshua, I want to get into a preview of President Obama's State of the Union address next week. Governor Christie, though, after being back into where he is, a governor of New Jersey, he is now in another scandal. I really want to get your view on what do you think of the Governor Christie situation in New Jersey?
I think he handled it well from a crisis PR standpoint. He didn't let other news outlets or anybody else go ahead and dictate what the narrative was going to be. He went ahead and got in front of it, and that's ultimately what any crisis PR advisor would tell you to do. But as for the allegations themselves, we've yet to see whether they can really trace the emails back to Christie himself. The whole notion that this was some sort of a product of the culture and environment that he produced that led these emails from his staffers to come out are just allegations at this point, and they may be baseless. So there's still a lot that remains to be seen. But I think clearly this has become much of a partisan hit job where the Democrats are really trying to exploit this for all it's worth.
And when you say that the Democrats are trying to exploit Governor Christie, do you think they're doing this because, I don't know, a 2016 run is around the corner? And he is a favorite.
Without a doubt, Governor Christie is one of the most viable candidates for the Republicans come 2016. He is somebody who can appeal not only to moderates, not only to independents, as was seen in the electoral results as per his gubernatorial run in New Jersey and his reelection, but also in terms of the way the media treats him. There's been a kind of love fest that we haven't really seen between the politician and the media since President Obama, where that's really been unprecedented. We've yet to see a Republican go on a show like Jimmy Fallon and, you know, do that jazz rap thing he did.
Yeah.
MSNBC, which is not clearly a progressive network, even though I don't want to say anything too harsh about them because they need them to continue having me on their shows, they liked him very much. Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are good friends of his, as they've continued to say, as the scandal has come out. So he's clearly one of the more viable candidates for the Republicans come 2016. So there's not a doubt in my mind that the Democrats are trying to take advantage of this opportunity.
And I think you make a great point, Josh, because when the Democrats look at the Republicans, they try to look at them and betray them to the American people as old, very rich, very out of touch with the middle class. And when you see Governor Christie come in, even though he's a very wealthy man and he has his pros and his cons in New Jersey and in many other Americans' minds, he does come out as a favorable candidate that might be a challenge to, I don't know, Hillary Clinton. Am I saying her name correctly?
There's not a doubt about it. He is a favorable candidate, and he's an attractive candidate. He's somebody that a lot of people can relate to. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the vices that you'll oftentimes hear commentators and pundits address with his is that he's too aggressive. He's too combative. Ultimately, I think that plays into the frustrations of a lot of Americans out there that are a part of our electorate. So this is someone that can really mainstream the Republican Party and conservative values. And as it pertains to myself and the organization I have, Voices of Conservative Youth, we're specifically trying to help Republicans capture the youth vote in a way of changing the way young people perceive the Republican Party. Christie could really contribute to that demographic in an extraordinary fashion.
Now, recently, the mayoral Democrat in New Jersey has come out and said that she was put under hostage by Christie's administration, saying if she didn't agree with this particular project that Governor Christie was fighting for, she would not get any Hurricane Sandy funding. Now, that's something brand new, and even though we think it's starting to creep away, I think it's going to stay around for a little bit longer, don't you think, Josh?
I think so. There's no doubt about it. It makes for, you know, the New York and New Jersey tabloids are clearly seizing on this as an opportunity to sell some papers. But I think is it the Hoboken mayor that you're referring to?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of pictures of her going ahead and hugging Governor Christie, and if I'm not mistaken, she also endorsed his bid for re-election.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of this is politically motivated. There's no doubt about it. The question ultimately remains to be seen, which is, can they directly trace him to these emails where he gave the order and he executed the command to A, close the bridge and those lanes of the bridge, or B, like you say, threatened to revoke Sandy aid unless she complied with his demand.
And I don't understand how she came out, the mayor of Hoboken in New Jersey. She comes out, and when they asked her, well, why didn't you say this last year? She said, if I said that Governor Christie was doing this to me last year, no one would believe me. Well, who would believe you now? I don't think anyone would believe you now. A lot of people might just think you're trying to politically go against him. This is a perfect opportunity. You're a Democrat. You might want to go further in your career. And what's a better way than taking out the big guy, Governor Christie? So I think if you really had to say something, last year would be the best time. I guess in her shoes, during a scandal, what's a better place?
You're absolutely right, Andrew. Look, politicians are clearly motivated by power, by influence. They want more and more authority. She could be using this as an opportunity to go ahead and climb the echelons of power within the state of New Jersey and government. But your reaction to her statements are shared by a lot of voters in New Jersey. And I don't think, you know, that the electorate is a stupid one. I don't think people of New Jersey are ignorant. I don't think the American people are ignorant. If he's lying, he's not going to stand a chance at this. If he's not, I think they'll be willing to give him another chance.
Right now we are speaking with Josh Nass. He is the host of the syndicated college radio show, The Josh Nass Show. You can check him out, joshnass.com. He's been on many outlets, Fox News, MSNBC, and now here on the Orange News Talk Show, globally syndicated on 5 internet radio stations and AM affiliate in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and parts of New York. Really quick, and then we're going to end it here with you, Josh. Right now, a week away, around 9 o'clock, the president will come out and he will address the nation, and I believe it's his fifth State of the Union address. What are we going to see from the president this year?
Look, he's got a lot to explain for. He has a horrible record here. I mean, the Obamacare rollout has been absolutely awful. Democrats can see that in the first place, and frankly, supporters of the law can see that. The law itself is an absolute train wreck. It's a Ponzi scheme, and young people are being victimized by it. We're being asked to offset the cost of the sick and the elderly when it comes to our premium spiking, and that's frankly not fair. Many of us feel invincible. We don't feel like we need health care coverage. Maybe catastrophic coverage, but nothing more than that. So this law is a bad law. It's simply not going to work. And the American people are responding negatively to it and to the robot. And then you look at the economic numbers. I mean, the unemployment numbers are through the roof. I mean, he has not improved in that regard. I mean, you look at our generation, the 18 to 29-year-old demographic, the so-called youth vote, we're suffering. There's 16% youth unemployment rate out there. He's got a lot to answer for. And as good a speaker as he is, as articulate, charismatic, and charming he is, it's hard to make a good sell on this one, Andrew. It really is.
And the president, we all know what he's really going to do. He'll come out, shake a few hands. He's going to say what he did. He's going to say what he wants to do. He'll pick out Joe and Kim, who went to have insurance. I don't know how they got invited, but they did. I want to be invited. I want you to be invited. I want us to sit in the stands and be pointed out. Two radio hosts are sitting here. How about me? I'm a middle-class American.
I'm with you on that. I think maybe we should make that call right now. I think the president ought to invite both of us to the State of the Union address. There's no reason he shouldn't.
Well, yeah.
And I have a feeling we're not going to be invited, Andrew.
Sadly not. It really is. Because I would like to know what is really going on. Because we all know that next week you're going to go on your Facebook and you're not going to see Super Bowl. And you're not going to see Sherman from the Seahawks. And you're not going to see Miley Cyrus, Josh. You're going to see the president being spoken about for the first time that our demographic, and it's sad, you agree with me, we need to see more of our youth being informed from both sides of the political spectrum. We know, though, that, wow, suddenly everyone knows about Obama, and everyone's going to be shouting and agreeing with him. Where have you been? And not just the president, it's the many men and women in that room, in that chamber. They all need to be questioned of the actions they've passed and done. They all need to be. Not just the president up there next week. It's many of them. And I'm very angry that we sit around calling them names, but we're not actually taking action on it.
You're absolutely right. And your anger is justified and warranted. And I think it's self-shared by a majority of people on it. There's no doubt about it.
Josh Nass, host of the syndicated radio program in college, The Josh Nass Show. Check him out, www.joshnass.com. John, thanks for being on the program. I know we here in this program, I don't think we've ever done that before. We just bring a guest on. My phone screen was having some trouble connecting with you through our new phone system, so I decided to take the lead. But, John, thanks.
There's a first for everything. There's a first for everything, and I have a sense of these things in the Orthodox fashion, but that's pretty fun. And thanks so much for having me on. It's been genuinely a privilege and pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Josh?
Talk to you soon. Okay, thank you.
So that was Josh Nass, and you can check him out, joshnass.com. I know we were kind of breaking up with him at the ending, but that was the most, it really was a great conversation we had, and even though it kind of began and ended in a way we really don't do it here on the program, I think it went pretty good. When I come back, I want your phone calls, Governor Christie, President Obama's State of the Union address, Congress, my phone number. Call me, 855-712-YNTS. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get your body up.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I want to be when you're older.
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at OKToTalk.org. OKToTalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Discover and save your favorite radio stations by registering on Radionomy.com. On Radionomy.com, you can completely customize your experience. Not only that, but with your free membership, you will automatically take part in our monthly drawing to win ridiculously cool prizes. Don't sit on your hands. Join Radionomy.com and enjoy the benefits.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about Tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. My God. I mean, that was a field day, right? When do you get that? Hi, you were supposed to be a guest on my show. Oh, really? Yeah. I had a feeling he wasn't really on the same page. Like, I was like, did he get my email this morning? Did he know? I mean, he really is knowledgeable on what he's talking about. I really like on how he speaks about the different issue. That's why I brought him on the air. And it just ended up, we kind of went in the clutch. But we rarely don't, we usually, guests don't come out that way. Hopefully people don't see us that way. You can call me at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. You could email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Or you could Facebook me, YoAndrew News Talk Show, in parentheses, radio show. Around Facebook. And if again, it kind of works out for everyone. If you're not really on the Twitter and the Facebook, well, you still got the phone. If you don't have the phone, you only have email, you have email. If you don't have neither, well, get one of those owls from Harry Potter and, you know, pitch it over to me. Oh, here comes my owl. That's when you know my radio show's gone really old-fashioned. So we're going to go Pat in Seattle. Pat, welcome to the Orange News Talk Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Andrew. I love your show. Good job.
Oh, thank
Good
you,
job.
Pat.
I got a couple comments for you. Grown up in New Jersey all my life, born in the Bronx, grown up in New Jersey. I've seen every face of New Jersey politics than you can even imagine. As a matter of fact, I used to be a little bartender for, the other Governor Christie that was down in there in Jersey and taking care of things in New Jersey. It's kind of interesting. I want to ask you a couple questions because, you know, I'm in Seattle now. It's all across the news, all nationally about what's going on, Chris Christie, New Jersey. And, you know, for most of us that grew up in the state of New Jersey, it's simply New Jersey. And so how do we determine what is the truth and what's not the truth, what's being said, what's not to be said? And, you know, it's kind of interesting if you kind of go back. Usually where there's smoke, there's usually a little fire. It's hard to know what that is, but here's the question that I wished we would have talked to your guest about, and that is, this is a guy that's supposedly a governor that supposedly has a reputation for being a micromanager, right? Those of us that were executives in a corporate world, we know what micromanagers are, right? You know what a micromanager is. You hate them, right?
Yeah.
How do you become a micromanager as a governor and not know what's going on? That's my question. If you want to get your guest back on, I got that question.
Well, Governor Christie, and it is a good question because that's...
I mean, it's a good question, isn't it?
Because...
Have you ever worked for a micromanager?
I have not, no.
All right. These are people that you're sitting down and they give you an assignment and they say, I want you, Andrew, to run your show. And you say, oh, my God, this is the biggest thing in the world. I'm going to be, yo, Andrew, I'm going to run my show. 5 minutes later, they're, Andrew, now tell me, how are you going to run your show? I don't think I want you to do that, Andrew. I know I told you to run your show, but I think I want you to run it like this. That's a micromanager. How are you a micromanager as a governor, unless all of that is untrue, and not know what's going on in your backyard?
I think the simple question, Pat, is... If this is true, and Governor Christie was blindsided, like you said 2 weeks ago at the press conference, he didn't know anything about it, why would his team go against Governor Christie? These are people that have been with both your campaigns, brought you to two governorships, New Jersey, the state's dramatically changing, and really been changing now after Hurricane Sandy. Why would they suddenly wake up and turn on you? You're telling me that you didn't know anything about this. You're telling me that this is not the first time we've seen this from a politician. We've seen Anthony Weiner.
Right.
Well, let's go into politicians. Every politician has come out and treated scandals differently. Anthony Weiner never really said, I did it. He kind of, let's move to the next question until he, all right, you really did do it. Bill Clinton came up in the 90s and said, well, I didn't do anything. 3 months later, okay, I did do something. I'm sorry. And President Obama, he believes that, well, I haven't heard about it since a whistleblower told me. So Governor Christie, he's in the place where Governor Christie, what he's doing is he's trying to be, I'm you. Okay, what's happened to us is horrible. I like how he said that. What's happened to us is horrible. So when he says, I have nothing about it, where I believe... Yeah, no, at least something. Maybe he wasn't the one that said, you're going to go and you're going to go do this. You're going to go block these several lanes one day on the George Washington Bridge. But I love how he has been addressing and saying, I'm with the people. I'm you guys. So instead of saying I didn't do it, I like how he's doing it that way. But I agree with you.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, this is what I love. I love your show because I'm going to give you a different point of view. This is the leader of the state. You can't be like the people. You're the leader. So let's think about this. Remember when Johnson & Johnson had the tainted Tylenol or whatever the hell they had out there. Remember that, the tainted Tylenol?
Yeah, yeah.
And it, people were dying from what they put on the shelves. Excuse me if it's not them. But remember what they did. You didn't have the CEO of the company saying, yo, Andrew, no, it was Joe down on the line that messed that up. No, you had the CEO, chairman, everybody at the top coming out saying, we are so sorry. It is my organization. So, you know, for those of us that grew up in New Jersey and understand true accountability, just about every governor that has gone through there has been known for accountability. This is the first time in my history as a older person looking at New Jersey politics, because who knows, someday I may move back. I might decide to do that. This is the first time in the history I have heard a leadership official not stand up and say, the buck stops with me, it's my shop. That's what is a little disturbing for me. He's not like the people. He's the leader. You want your leader to be out there in front saying, I'm going to take care of you folks, right? So that's what's a little confusing, and I got confused by the guest a little bit on that. So maybe you can clarify that a little bit.
So you want me to clarify why Governor Christie, who's supposedly the leader, not taking action?
Yeah. Well, why isn't he being accountable? It's kind of like when I think about this, it doesn't matter what state you're in, what governor you're in. I mean, you know, it could be, we could talk about California. We could talk about the state of Washington, right?
Yeah.
You know, state of Washington puts liquor in every grocery store, legalizes marijuana, everything. They have to be accountable for how this is managed.
Brings their team
so
to the Super Bowl.
Anything goes wrong with that. And we're not even going to mention the Seahawks, right? Totally. I don't even want to bring that up because we know, we got a lot of people here that are thinking, oh, Patriots. But anyway, great game the other day. But when the buck stops
yes.
at the end of that game, are you going to go to Wilson, the quarterback, and say you're accountable for a loss? I mean, think about it. Look at all the football coaches that get canned this year. They were the people. They were the ones held accountable. I just want to understand a little bit more about accountability because I'm from the great state of New Jersey. And in all of my history, I've seen politicians come and go, but every one of them, including Christy Whitman, and all of them were able to stand up and say, you know what, this is my shop, and I'm going to figure out what's going on. Not like I'm like you, like the people, and I'm a victim. So that's what's a little bit strange for me.
And it might
so
be.
I'm not going to take up any more of your time on here. But,
yeah.
You know, from afar, when I look at this, I just want to say, man, this is my shop. I should have known what was going on here. So I'm having a hard time feeling some empathy for the governor of New Jersey right now. So can you see where I'm a little bit stop whining.
I definitely could. Because by now, it's almost going to be 3 weeks, and we still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And because Governor Christie, if you're looking at this as a political battle, he won the first battle, and now you got this Democrat mayor from Hoboken, New Jersey. Okay, this is something new. So it's a whole thing. But, Pat, thanks for the call, and we're going to continue talking about this.
Thank you so much. And I love your show because this is where I come in and get from the other side of the bench and say, okay, look, let's talk leadership. Forget all the other stuff we're talking about. Come on, will the real leaders stand up? Just like you are, Andrew. You have taken this show on the road. You have become a leader in such a short period of time and have become a platform and a forum for people. So thank you for letting me have a couple of questions here. Living on the other side of the country, still having my roots in New Jersey. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pat. Have a good one, all right?
You too.
So I like what Pat said. And again, you can call in and share your thoughts, 855-712-YNTS. I like what she said, and it was about accountability. What really is accountability? Because apparently, Chris Christie, who is the leader, who is the boss, she was creating the analogy of, well, this is the boss. The same thing I just said, how we're the bosses of Congress. And we should be accountable for leaving these men in. That's a whole other story. I like how she used accountability, and she said, "What really is accountability anyway, Andrew?" And you're right. What is accountability? What is accountability anymore? There is none. We threw that away a long time ago. Let's look at it this way. Accountability is being overshadowed by double standards. Where you have a double standard where, well, because you're in this position and because you've done this and that, you won't be accountable for this. Because the football player on the jock team, because he's going to bring, because, you know, sorry, the quarterback of the high school team did a senior prank, but he won't be accountable for it because we need him to win that championship game. That means Chris Christie, maybe they need him for something. Maybe Chris Christie did a favor for somebody. Oh, he should be accountable for something. Just because you were blindsided by this does not mean you should not be accountable. And I like what Pat said about football. How many coaches got fired? And I know Howard, host of the Power Play, my phone screener on Boost Network, next month. He's going to be talking about all these different coaches. He's going to talk about Black Monday, the Monday right after the season ends where all these coaches get fired. And Howard and his co-host Anthony, you probably have the conversation of, should this person got fired? Is it really the coach's fault? Well, in this situation, I think Governor Christie, yeah, it is your fault because you were blindsided when you shouldn't be. You should be enforcing. You should be looking over. Really quick story. I went to college, and I was a micromanager. I ran the radio station in my college. And guess what? One time, and I did know about this, and I admit it today, and I saw it, and I should have said something, and I didn't. I saw four men who I chose, you could do a radio show, smoking hookah, and might have been, this is something I can't say they did, drinking alcoholic beverages in the studio. 2 days later, after a teacher made a comment, I went to a meeting with the head of student life, student activities, and he told me, did you know about this? And I said, I did know about this. I didn't think I should have said something. Again, there are a lot of times I don't open up my mouth when I should. Well, I promise you after that, I did admit to it. Instead of suspending the whole station, gladly enough, they said, not to worry. We're going to suspend that show. They even had them on tape to top it off. So even if I did say I didn't know about it, they had it on tape anyway. And that, And that team, that crew is now never will be on internet radio again. But look how I had to take responsibility. And even if I didn't know anything about it, even if I didn't know nothing about it, I would still be accountable. And he told me that, the head of student life activities at the time. He told me. He said to me, you're accountable of this. Your fault. Your fault. You're accountable no matter what. He's right. You're right. When I come back, I'm going to be speaking with my second guest of the night. Don't look behind.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.